Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
At the end of every legislative session, we get the same question from our members, and that is, how did my representative or senator vote? We're glad you asked, because some voted well and some not so well. Prior to every election, we send out questionnaires that ask every candidate how they will vote on the issues most important to our members. Many of you take those responses with you to the polls as a guide when you vote. When the election is over and the dust settles, newly minted legislators head off to Helena, where the next big test awaits, and that is, will they keep their word? Most do, but some get squishy in the heat of the legislative kitchen. It's frustrating but understandable. It's not easy to stand on principle when you're being pummeled by lobbyists and constituents back home. Caving, while understandable, is at the same time inexcusable. If a person was elected based on their support of a certain set of principles, they should not jettison those principles when the going gets rough. Worst case scenario are those rare instances when a legislator actually changes political parties after they're elected. In the end, they wind up losing credibility with everyone in both parties because they can't be trusted. So how do we hold legislators accountable? How do we know if they should be reelected or thrown out of office? For that, we have a special tool, the 2021 Montana Family Foundation Legislative Scorecard. It's an easy-to-read compilation of 12 pieces of legislation of critical importance to our members and how each of the 150 members of the legislature voted on each bill. Legislators scoring 100% are considered outstanding family advocates. Most Republicans score 100%. Most Democrats score zero, which is fine. Both are voting according to their party platforms, which is what got them elected in the first place. The challenge is when a Republican scores only 50 or 60%. It would be a challenge for Democrats as well, but that never happens. The Democrats, for some reason, are far less likely to stray from their caucus. In the House, nearly 80% of Republicans scored a 100%, while 82% of Democrats scored 0%. The Senate was even more interesting. While 77% of Republicans scored 100%, a whopping 100% of Democrat senators received a zero, and these were on bills like banning the killing of infants after they're born, banning the practice of retroactively changing the sex on one's birth certificate, banning biological males from competing as females on women's sports teams, and protecting free speech on college campuses. Another interesting fact is that some of the lowest scoring Republicans come from some of the most conservative districts. It's as though their constituents have no idea how their representatives actually vote when they get to Helena. As a voter, making wise choices comes from having good information, and our legislative scorecard is a good place to start. You can find it on the homepage of our website at montanafamily.org. Just click the button that says 2021 Legislative Scorecard or call our office and we'll send you a hard copy. Whether the issue is abortion, religious freedom, family values, or school choice, our Legislative Scorecard is your source for the voting record of every member of the Montana House and Senate. Check it out today on our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.